Let's welcome in Geoff Marsh to the Summer Cricket Show. Former Australian Test player, coach, and now WA assistant coach. He played in the 1987 World Cup triumph.
And coached the 1999 team to victory. So he's a star.
He
nipped me in the bud in New Zealand one day. But that's all right, Swampy. We'll
Geoff,
forgive you.
Welcome to the show.
Good evening, boys.
How are you, Swampy? You well, mate?
Yeah, no, very good. Just was at the MCG last night and watched the game and back in Perth today. So fantastic feeling around Melbourne last night after that victory.
Well, you're going to be doing a bit of travelling, I reckon, over the next few months. Because you never went on a tour of the West Indies, did you?
I did a tour of the West Indies. Yeah, I
was a year ahead of myself. I do apologise.
Okay. It's a place that I'd never enjoyed because, you know, every morning you woke up, you were playing against four quick bowlers.
Yes. And, you had nightmares.
Even in the practice games, they had four lining up, so it wasn't a great place to tour.
Just give us your thoughts, Geoff, of last night. I've asked Smoke to reflect. You played in one, you coached one, and now your sons are involved, and Mitch obviously being part of the squad over the last 6 weeks. What was it like to be at the MCG last night?
The atmosphere was fantastic. 93,000 people. When McCullum went in that first over, it's the loudest noise I've ever heard. That was a massive big wicket. And I think from that ball on, I think that Australia looked as though they were going to win the game. They just, they were all over them. I think their build up to the finals, the semi-final, they played really well. And they kept their best till the end. And I think you could see it building up over the journey. And I think Wolf did a terrific job with them.
Swamp, you must be very proud to have both your boys playing for Australia. That's what I was talking about before, that I think they'll probably both go to the West Indies and both go off to England. So you're going to go tripping around and have a look at them in action?
I'm running out of money. That's the other thing.
Put it on Cricket Australia, mate. Say you're the sire of the century or something.
No, they were very generous when the boys played their first test match, and that was greatly appreciated. But now, look, we'll just wait and see. I think it's announced in the next couple of days, and, you know, it would be great if they could go. But if they get over there, then we'll travel over probably England and have a look at a bit of cricket over there. But my role back here in Western Australia, we start pre-season in 6-7 weeks, so I've got to be back here doing a bit of work.
Well, speaking about those Sandgropers, mate, you've had a fair sort of season. Started winning the one day final and beat New South Wales at home, and then the Scorchers won the Big Bash final, beat the Sydney Sixers last ball, and then we made you down and play in Hobart. I bet you loved that in the Shield final. But it's been another great year for WA cricket.
Yeah, no, thanks very much. The boys have worked really hard. I mean, Justin has been terrific since he's come on board. He's set really high standards, and just in general, the whole whacker under Christina and Ben Oliver, they've just done a fantastic job in setting up a really good structure. And with Justin's work ethic and the compassion he has for every single cricketer, just not the ones that are playing in the first 11, but right down to under 16s, he basically knows every cricketer, and it's just a great feeling. And we're really happy with their season, although disappointed that we didn't win the Shield. But it was a lesson learnt for us that if you don't finish on top, you don't get the slight advantages that you need to win a Shield.
Geoff, just on Justin Langer, we all admired him as a player and his grit and his great partnership, in particular with Matthew Hayden. He was in the Australian coaching setup and has gone back to coach WA in his own right as a head coach. Is he a potential future Australian coach post sort of the Darren Lehman era?
Oh, no doubt. I think that, I think Boof's done a magnificent job with the Australian team over the last couple of years. And I think Justin, every day, is learning and no doubt that he's ready to go to the next level, but he's got four daughters and I'm not sure how he's going to get away from home at the moment, but potentially he's going to be fantastic.
Adam Vogt just going to go around again next season, Geoff, because he had a fantastic year and obviously being named Shield Player of the Year put the icing on the cake.
Well, I certainly hope he's going around again. We spoke to him after the game, actually going into the team meeting before the Shield final. I know that Justin and I were were really worried that Adam wanted to speak that night, and we were very worried that he was actually going to retire. But no, the way that he's playing at the moment, he's fit and striking the ball beautifully. We hope that he's got another couple of years in him just to bring on some, continue to bring on some of these young kids that we're trying to get in there. The you know, the Harrises and the Bancrofts and Agars and Bozistos and Turners and those sort of players.
Just to have the longevity, Jeff, you've had in cricket as a player, a coach at international level now, you know, with your two sons coming through, stepping back into the domestic scene, I imagine that just doesn't leave you that, that I suppose, great joy in seeing young guys develop in a sport that you've been immersed in all your life. I imagine that's quite hard to totally divorce yourself from, so to speak.
Yeah, that's right. I just, you know, every kid that comes in through the gate at the Wacky, you just know they want to play for Australia. And as a kid growing up, and as a player, and as a coach, you just know what they're thinking, and you feel for them. And Justin's the same. You know, you just got to put your feet in their shoes, and just try to make them the best cricketers and give them the best opportunities you can. And that's the way that I work now. I just I love seeing Harris make the runs he made. He fought so hard all summer, and was on the brink of getting dropped, but hung in there, kept working, and scored 160 and 80 in the Shield final, and put his name up there. So that's what I live for now, is just pushing these young kids through.
Ashton Agar is an interesting one, Jeff. He surprised us all, I suppose, by being selected to play on the last tour of England. Is he still around the mark, would you say?
Definitely. I think the way that he finished off this year, he bowled very well for us. He's back making runs. He's worked very hard, but you've got to remember, he's a young boy that left home at the age of 18. And, there's a lot of things that behind the scenes that go on with kids when they leave home, and it's taking him a little time to settle down. Fantastic kid, really smart kid, and I think potentially he's going to be a very, very good cricketer in time to come. And it certainly wouldn't surprise me if he got another opportunity soon, because he's a terrific fielder. He can bat at seven for us in a Shield side, or maybe six, and his bowling's getting better every day.
Jeff, anything you can update us on over in the West? Obviously, with the new stadium coming in over the next 3 or 4 years, the future of the Wacker, they're all been quite big talking points. Anything you can update us on in regard to that tonight?
Not. I know I drove past the new stadium today, and that's going up very quickly. So it'll be interesting. I think that all the big games will be played at the new stadium, and we'll still play Shield cricket at the Wacker, and I still believe that we'll play, you know, countries like Zimbabwe, et cetera, will still play those guys at the Wacker, but Big Bash and any of the big tournaments will go to the new stadium. Just for the fans, and it's going to be a terrific stadium. It's going to be. I mean, they tell us that by the time this is built, that Adelaide will be an old stadium. So it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I just had one final one just on Mitchell Marsh and watching the Australians celebrate last night. For those guys that are on the periphery who didn't get to play in the game but played a part in the World Cup campaign, it's always interesting to watch those guys and how their reaction is, because if you're not part of that 11, do you really feel part of it? But I sense, looking through the TV monitor, Jeff, last night, that the guys were really part of that total Australian squad. I mean, I imagine that's quite a hard thing to do when you're not out there physically playing. That's where you want to be.
No doubt about that. They felt, they were very, they were lucky. They had George Bailey on the bench with them, and George Bailey's a terrific guy, terrific captain. I think he got the three of those boys, and he just rallied them. And I think Boof is so good at getting everybody involved and making people all feel really important. And, they all played a game. They all did well. But you can only have a final 11 players. And, I just said to Mitch, when you're not in the 11, you try to be the best 12th man you can be and support the players. And, I think there was just Mitch keeps talking about the spirit in that 15 plus all the support staff. I mean, terrific. Support staff, what Boof's got there, and Mitch speaks about that group alone. So I just think there was a wonderful feeling right through the whole squad, that support staff and players, and they all felt a part of it.
Yeah, great stuff.
Marcy, it's fantastic. You've had a great season. Now you know you've got to finish on top next year so you can have the final at the Wacker. And I reckon the Scorchers finish on top. You won't have to go to Canberra to play the final. You got shortchanged a bit this year, didn't you? And you'll be able to play that at the Wacker as well. And hopefully you'll be able to play the one-day games and get your final at the Wacker as well. Because you'll be around the money, I would have thought.
Yeah, we did a lot of training, a lot of travelling this year and away for finals. But, the players were terrific. They just all got together and said, that's the way it is and we've got to go there and we just got to play well. They know after the Shield final, that they fought hard. I think our guys, set the tone the whole game. But Victoria knew they just had to hold out. But we're really proud of our players. They know now that they've got to go to the next level. Justin's been to Port Adelaide. He knows exactly what running we're going to be doing pre-season, which is a lot. But we need to find that extra edge to make sure that we finish on top next year.
Jeff, great to chat to you. Only feels like yesterday I was watching the 1987 World Cup win. I think you made 24, am I right in saying that day, opening the batting?
Yeah, 24, something like that. Put on the partnership was good. Booney went on and got a big score.
Match high score, I think he was.
But Mike Valletta was the one that turned the game for us with his batting. But in that team, we believed if we got it 220, we would with our fielding and tight bowling, we'd win the game. So we were confident.
Great memories. Good on you, Jeff. Really appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Thanks, Mike.
Cheers, guys.
Terrific, mate.